Deus.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Very kind. I'm going to noodle for you a little bit here. Because it's going to take me about an hour to warm up, so. And have a little chat with you. Well, I'll strap on my practice pad.
All right.
So, if there's anything you want to talk about, if there's anything you want to ask me or tell me about the drums or life or anything like that, just feel free to start talking. This is the first time I've been back to Berkeley in quite a while, and it's really great to be back here because I've seen a lot of changes. I can't believe how much the school has grown. When I was here, the Performance Center was just being built, and some of you might remember the Zildjian Day in Boston we did here 4 or 5 years ago. And I think that was the last time I was in the Performance Center. It was then. It's a great place to play and be. And, I think I may have walked through the hallway of the school maybe once or twice, maybe, you know, in 9 years or 10 years or however long it's been since I left Boston. And it's quite remarkable to see all the changes and everything that's been going on here. And I sent for a catalog not too long ago, just to see what was happening that I was missing out on since I left the school. And it's really hard to believe all the things that you can learn here. And I think it's really wonderful to be able to take courses in producing and all the things that are necessary to function in today's modern musical society. And I only wish that when I was here, some of those things were more available to me. I think it's a wonderful thing that the school has going. Fantastic. If there's anything, like I say, that you want to ask me, please feel free to do so. Yes, on whether it's a real modulation or if it's what I call the superimposed modulation. Like if I was playing, just like an example, like, I was just playing, and all of a sudden, I just, let's say I was going to have a dot eighth note, get the modulation, you know, because I kept my hi-hat going, I never really left, you know, so even though it sounds like that, you know, it's really, so you're still there, you see what I'm saying? So in that case, if I was going like for like 20 bars, I would never really leave the pulse. I would only pretend like I did. And but if it was like a real modulation that went there, all of a sudden it'd be, would be history, you know. It's like once you change, you know. Whereas the superimposed thing is never really leaves. So like I would use that like, oh, you know, like fade out to some of the tunes, you know. And then I would be playing like that, you know. after the other thing. So it just kind of sounds like, you know, the time just shifts and goes into another time thing when the pulse is always there, you know. So I always try to relate it to that. And, you know, in that case, that's really like a big 4/3, you know. So you can hear that pretty well. You could kind of hear where it resolves in the three beats. It's, but you know, so it just depends. Yes.
Question: I saw you doing a sonnet one time, and what it appeared to be that your left hand was sustaining like eighth notes.
The samba?
Yeah.
And oh yeah. Well, I didn't do it. You know. That's kind of like the left-hand equivalent of this thing, you know? So I kind of like, see?
Fingers and wrists.
Pardon?
Fingers and wrists.
Kind of, you know. I don't play all four beats, you know, if I'm playing. It depends really on the speed of it and all that, you know. A lot of times I drag, you know. Just to fill the beat out, you know.
Drag
the left hand. Just to fill the beat out, you know. I try to apply that to the drum set to make it sound fully. You know, and it's like spreading my hands out this way instead of doing it all in the snare drum or something. You know, and like all those things, you know, like switching the hi-hat, all that stuff makes it sound fatter, you know. Dragging your left hand, creating, like, filling up the whole beat with some kind of sound is what does it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I recognize you. I met you in Florida or someplace. Tampa, right, you were at some master class I did. Right, I don't remember, how you doing?
There you go, Pat.
Kenny?
Yeah, he is.
He called, but he hasn't come out. I don't know where
he is. I don't know. I guess. Anyway, at the end of your solo, your last solo, you did like this sort of reggae sound thing.
Yes.
It's like incredibly fat. What were you? It's like something was planned. Was as wide as a truck. What were you doing? And it really sounded real fat, real wide.
Yeah. Okay. I just flam, you know. So by using like little staggered things in. Like, a lot of times I flam the hi-hat and the snare, and then that makes the beat seem a little wider.
Yeah.
And I think creative use of flams like that can help you just add a little more dimension to your time playing. Yes. My approach in playing by myself or playing on the road with like somebody like Lee, well, it depends on who I'm playing with, and as opposed to playing by myself. Like with Lee, I already know what kind of limitations I'm going to have and how much liberty I can take with the music, you know. But the basic difference between, for me, playing by myself and behind and playing with a band is that when I play by myself, I have nothing to react to. So the possibilities are that either I'm going to feel extremely creative and just play whatever I want, and that at the moment I sit down behind the drum set, I'm just going to spew all of this creative, you know, juices are going to come out, you know, or else I'm going to sit down and nothing's going to come out, like today, you see. So it's like I sat down behind the drum set and I just kind of looked at him and I said, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to play? You know, it's like I'm real funny that way. I need like a lot of time to warm up, and if my head shifts in a funny direction, I'll blank out, you know. So, or else I just might, anything can happen. I can feel real good and I'll just, yeah, you know. And I'm glad that I'm playing by myself because I can just blow, you know. Whereas with a band, it's like the things there is that you always are going to have somebody to react off of. So, you know, you got three or four guys, somebody's going to have a creative idea and it'll feed you in some way, you know. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's really hard to play by yourself because either you're going to play your large vocabulary of stuff and you have to tell yourself, well, I'm playing in a different town tonight, so even though I'm playing the same old stuff, maybe they won't know it till you go back to the town again, you know. Then you better have a whole new bag of things, you know. And or else you just create it and, you know. So that's really what it is. And, you know, at least, I mean, I feel like I'm fulfilling some kind of musical purpose when I'm playing with people, you know. It's like I'm doing it for a reason other than just to show people what I can or can't do on a drum set, you know, which varies from day to day, you know. I mean, because, I mean, no matter what my acquired capacity on a drum set is, it's like one day I'm like knocking myself out, and the other day I feel like shooting myself, you know. So at least with music, I can play music, you know. So that's the big difference for me, you know. And here I have to find it from within, you know. It's weird. Yes?
When you're not feeling good, or, you know, when playing and you just don't think it's happening for you, what kind of tools do you use to work these actions?
Well, what I do when I'm playing and I feel like it's just not right for me is, In a band situation, I've found that that's kind of, I can get by it because I can get over it when I'm playing with musicians because I know that my acquired capacity is good enough that if I don't feel on, I can at least make the gig good, you know? And I can kind of go on autopilot and I know how to play well enough so that I can accompany well enough to make the music sound good, and I can still react because I'm so sensitive that I can react. I mean, as a human being, I'm a very sensitive person, you know. I'm easily hurt, my feelings are easily hurt, and, you know, I'm real funny that way. So I react to music easily, you know, and if I feel like I'm in a personal rut, I just try to let myself go and go, okay, listen, I may not be having my best day, but at least I'm playing the gig and everything's going okay, and the music is still going to sound good. It's going to be okay. Or if it's just for me, yeah, you know, so that's the, because that's the most important thing. But the most important thing is to play the music, not just for yourself, you know. Make the music sound good, because that's what the people want to hear, you know. But for you, for me, like now, all I can do is just do the best that I can do, you know. And just say, okay, this is it, you know. I mean, you have to accept it. I either have to live with it or just not play, you know. So the choice is already made. I'm up here and I have to play. I have to play for you, you see. So I have no choice. could you excuse me for one moment while I change my t-shirt? Because I'm just kind of getting over a cold and a sore throat. I'm a little chilly up here, so I'm going to step backstage and I'll be back in like 10 seconds. I mean, if I just sat here and played the, like a soft little groove like that, it really wouldn't make sense. Sensitivities, but you know, it's like the whole point in doing that is you're going to hit a cymbal soft with no bass drum because of some musical event that you're trying to reinforce. And in this case, there is nothing happening right now. You know, so, I mean, it's hard to kind of make sense out of that. You see what I'm trying to say? Unless you can just kind of look at it and go, oh, that sounds nice, you know? You know, I didn't sit here and go, you know, I just, and you have to look at it like, why is he playing the hi-hat like that? You know? Well, it's less abrasive, so it sounds more like a shaker. You know what I'm saying? Some things that I can play that are no different than what anyone else would play because of the musical thing of it.